The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
St. Peter speaking on behalf of Pot for Tots.
What's this? Pot for Tots. Pot for Tots is a great charity. You know, if assholes and douchebags have their way, there's not going to be any pot or weed when the kids grow up. They're not going to have anything to smoke. That's bullshit. But we here at Pot for Tots, we want to save Mary Jane. Because we know all the kids being born now or babies now, and life's going to suck when they get older. And they're going to need some weed to smoke. So please consider making a donation to Pot for Tots. 1-888-POT-TOTS. That's 1-888-POT-TOTS. Pot for Tots. Where will the tots get their marijuana in the future if we don't do something now? Huh? I'm asking you a question, motherfucker. Where's the pot gonna come from? Pot for Tots.
This is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's cheese and cheese.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit.
Yeah, bitch. Words are indeed my shit. Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 20. More quarantine with Jesus officially. Although we're not under quarantine. Self-isolation sounds stupid. Quarantine sounds better. So technically it's the fourth episode under quarantine. Quarantine with Jesus. Of course, all information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. We're broadcasting live right now on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. All of these links can be found at stonerjesus.net, as well as audio shows, our sponsor banners. Please support our sponsors. They support us. Go check out their awesome, awesome stuff. Why, where's a... I never had my logo. How do people know what the fuck's going on? My logo's not up there. It's branding. Kids, learn a thing or two from me. The power of branding. Anyway, tonight, obviously, a lot of coronavirus stuff. Kind of got away from it on our last episode. Did a screening of Pineapple Express with live commentary. You can go check that out. It's in many places. StonerJesus.net. Video is up on Periscope. That's StonerJesus420. Tonight, we're talking about orgies, divorce, separate stories. Still, both coronavirus related. Also, Madonna. I don't know if that's coronavirus related or not. I guess we'll find out. Some fucking cunt at Walmart. I don't use that word a lot. Well, actually, I do. But most of the time, I'm engaging in hyperbole when I use it. But in this case, you watch this lady. Oh. Especially nowadays. Oh, fuck no. And before we get out of here. Sarah Russi, cam model, been in the news a lot. I don't want to say other than I interviewed her, and I'll play an interview later. At Sarah Russi on Twitter. Sarah with an H, Russi with two S's and an I. In any case, like I said, that'll be coming up. We talked about quite a few things. It was pretty interesting. Kill that music. Yo. It's a lot of stuff going on. I know a lot of you are stuck inside. It sucks. You need something to do. I'm on here doing more shows. trying to give you some content, some of that quarantine content you crave, because apparently that's what everybody's doing now. Everybody who was doing it before is still doing it, and now all celebrities are doing it as well. All the talk shows, all the fucking late night talk shows all look like this now. A fucking guy talking into a microphone, looking into a camera from his house. It's fucking nuts. Everyone has become me. Where does that leave me? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Anyway. Will this be the end of our hero? I hope not. Certainly not going to be into shows because, quite frankly, I got nothing better to do. So here we are. This first story is very important. Now, look, I know. You know, it's trying to get the poon or the peen. It's not easy. It's not easy out there. Whether it's online, offline, wherever. Especially nowadays. You know, you need some human companionship. What are you to do? You're supposed to stay away from people? Well, apparently, in Spain, Barcelona, to be more precise, there was an orgy. That's right, an orgy. Saying, Jesus, what? Why? During a lockdown, during isolation, during a worldwide pandemic, why are they orgying? Well, let's see if we get to the bottom of it. It's from the U.S. Sun. Tough love. Spanish cops, quote, forced to break up orgy during coronavirus lockdown. Spanish police have arrested 8 people who they accused of blatantly flouting the coronavirus lockdown by organizing a drug-fueled orgy, which, if we're being honest, is the best kind of orgy. Undercover cops in Barcelona raided the raunchy revelers as they prepared to indulge in a group sex session at a holiday apartment during the country's strict COVID-19 curfew. Yeah. More than 4,000 people have died so far in Spain from coronavirus, the highest death toll of any country in the world except Italy. This was March 25th, so it was like 4 days ago. Police chiefs revealed yesterday they made 55 arrests nationwide and fined more than 6,000 people for flouting Spain's coronavirus lockdown rules, which includes avoid close social contact, a.k.a. orgies. Back to the orgy at hand. One of the partygoers was said to have tipped off detectives after feeling guilty about breaking the lockdown rules on orgy with a conscience. Nice. The sex party guests are set to be fined for breaching government orders to remain at home and avoid socializing. More than 31,000 people were fined for flouting Spain's coronavirus lockdown rules in the first week. Another 350 have been arrested nationwide. Most citizens have applauded the way Spain's lockdown is being policed. But some officers were criticized for being too forceful. 2 policemen were filmed dragging off a youngster off his motorbike and arresting him in the street after a heated row. One of the officers shouted back, "Your dad can suck my dick." Quote, end quote. So, suffice to say, people are on edge and don't orgy during a coronavirus lockdown. And I know, this really shows you how weird things have become. I'm on the air advising against orgies. I know. I don't know how we got to this place. I don't know how we've fallen so far. But here we are. This next story, also coronavirus related. As you know, during the isolation and whatnot, a lot of people were forced into close confines with other people, family members, people that they love and cherish and would do anything for, but that in too great a dose become annoying and irritating and bring about homicidal thoughts. I don't know. I'm not speaking for anybody in particular or specifically. I'm just leading in to this story about more people wanting to get divorced the more time they spend with each other.
You've probably seen the jokes on social media about how after the coronavirus epidemic is over, birth rates and divorce rates are going to go up. Well, the fact is divorce rates do go up after periods of family time, like after the holidays. And divorce attorneys say they expect an onslaught when this is all over.
Business is booming right now for Eleanor Alter, a prominent divorce lawyer in the epicenter of the pandemic, New York City.
I'm seeing an uptick in calls.
And she's not alone.
A lot of family law attorneys are telling the New York Post that divorces are skyrocketing.
Millions of families across the USA are sheltering in place, and they're spending a lot of time together. But instead of bringing them closer, some married couples are saying it's time, at least when the crisis is over, to go their separate ways and file for divorce.
After the holidays and the end of summer, there is a spike in people contacting lawyers for divorce. Part of it is the kind of too much togetherness.
Family therapist Melissa Chuin says the coronavirus crisis is causing husband and wives to make big decisions about their future.
I do believe that this is the straw that broke the camel's back for a lot of couples, unfortunately. And a lot of it has to do with the lack of communication that they have in their relationship and the inability to seek help when they needed it, especially during these times.
And when it comes to divorce among the uber rich, the sagging economy is also spurring the path to Splitsville.
Certainly assets have gone down in value, but that's only a piece of it.
Yeah, most of it obviously is people are spending a lot of time together. And look, I know the whole rigmarole, the human beings are social animals. I understand that. I'm not that way, but I understand from reading about it and hearing from other people that most human beings are that way. They enjoy the company of other people. I have not found that to be enjoyable for the most part in my life, but I understand that I'm in the minority when it comes to that. Anyway, no matter how much you love being around someone, there's always a point of time where you're going to get tired of it. It's going to become too much. We've talked about this before, and people, you know, I didn't invent this thought. I'm just, you know, saying what many other people have said. I forget where the exact quote comes from or who said it. First, I don't know. Anyway, paraphrasing roughly, hot chicks. When hot chicks are cheated on, people are like, oh, how could that guy cheat on, you know, her? Like Halle Berry was cheated on, and how's that happen? No matter how hot a, here's this quote, roughly as I said. No matter how hot a chick is, there's a guy somewhere tired of fucking her. And it's very true. I've never seen that to not be true. And that explains a lot. And it is kind of, if you extrapolate that out, how much you love someone, it's, there's a fucking breaking point, yo. Know what I'm saying? Where it's too much. And maybe if you're, you know, if there's a problem in your relationship, it exposes some cracks. Maybe forces those bitches wide open. I don't know. I don't know. It's rough. It's a rough fucking time. This is how I cope. I get on here and do a silly video show, podcast. It can be found at sternjesus.net. Please support our sponsors. Are coming up during the break. You'll hear their commercials. They're awesome. Go check them out. Coming up in the next segment, we got Madonna being fucking weirder than usual. Also, this bitch at Walmart. Oh. Oh, you ready to be mad? You ready to want to reach through the screen of whatever you're watching this on and strangle a bitch? It's coming up. In our last segment also, an interview I did with Sarah Russi, cam model, onlyfans.com/Sarah Russi. As I said, Sarah with an H. R-U-S-S-I. Russi, you can follow her at Sarah Russi on Twitter. That full interview will be coming up. It's going to be awesome. As people keep saying over and over and over again, so I'll say it as well, we're going to get through this. Mainly, at least if you're watching this show, with stories about orgies, dick jokes, your mom jokes, things of that nature. If that's not your thing, I'll tell you, you stumbled into the wrong place. If you're looking at some fucking highbrow discussions, fuck you, bitch. That's right. And no, I'm not talking about the goddamn Tiger King. I know everybody's seen Tiger King. I understand. I have not. I saw a part of it, and the part I saw, I fucking hated. It was like 8 episodes in. It was like 5 minutes. The impression I got. These people were fucking trash. These people were absolute fucking whitest of the white trash. And they had fucking tigers. And the one bitch probably killed the dude. That's all I got. I did talk about Tiger King. I did the, that's my review. The 5 minutes, eight episodes in that song. That's right. Now you know what you're here for. This is the content that you're here for. By the way, I hate when people say that. It's annoying. It's too much. I just said it ironically. Second, I was thinking about when I was watching that video, these celebrities, I understand you weren't ready for this, but they sound like shit. They sound like total shit with the echoes and the feedback. And even I was listening to Howard Stern. They couldn't get Howard Stern a fucking microphone. He's at home. He don't have a microphone. I have a microphone. I'm fucking nobody. At least whatever the flaws of this show, and they are many, at least you can hear my fucking voice crystal clear through a $20 microphone. It's not that hard, really. If you're gonna be on my level, celebrities, which is many, many levels below your level, if you're gonna come down to my level, get your shit together. Bring your C game like the rest of us, at the very least. Thank you. Stern Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 20. It's March 29th, 2020, in the middle of the coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of people are in. I'm in, doing more shows. Find them on our live streams, all the social media links, past episodes, all that stuff. StonerJesus.net. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Molino Glass. Check out their banner on StonerJesus.net. Molino has been making glass since 2003. Their goal is total customer satisfaction. Their team is always there and ready to help if you have any questions or issues. No matter if you're looking for bongs, art glass, dab rigs, rolling papers, grinders, cleaners, CBD, vapes, and more. Check them out, MolinoGlass.com, or check out the Molino Glass banner, StonerJesus.net. Also, use the code StonerJesus420 to get 10% off your order. That's code StonerJesus420. You get 10% off your order at Molino Glass. Just check that banner out, StonerJesus.net. Click it, check out the glass and more, and enjoy the awesomeness of another Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Molino Glass. Check out their banner, StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use that code StonerJesus420 to get your 10% off. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here, and I have a confession to make. I suck at rolling. That's right. I suck at rolling. I can roll in an emergency, and it may be adequate, but it's certainly not going to be good, and it's certainly not going to be quick, and there's probably going to be a lot of cussing involved. Luckily, I found the Stoner Jesus Show is a brand new sponsor, Pre-Roll Tray. Check them out at PreRollTray.com, or click that Pre-Roll Tray banner on StonerJesus.net. Is the only herbal cigarette packing tray on the market. The Pre-Roll Tray is going to allow you, as an experienced connoisseur, to pack your herbs faster, cleaner, and easier than ever before. But even better than that, it will allow you, the most novice, first-time users out there, to enjoy their medicated and recreational herbs in a way that they never could have before. Check out the Pre-Roll Tray banner on StonerJesus.net. Don't be sad. Don't be ashamed about not knowing how to roll or not being good at it. Instead, get the Pre-Roll Tray. And if you are good at it, well, good for you. Still get the Pre-Roll Tray. An awesome new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Check out the Pre-Roll Tray banner on StonerJesus.net.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, Jesus. It's me. I don't know where I am. We had to stop. Long story short, I ate some Mexican food earlier, some weird tortilla shit. And it's not going well, Jesus. It's not going well at all. Oh, my God. Anyway, Jesus, so we did this, a lot of Mexican food and shit. And the fucking interns got the bathroom and the RV clogged up. So I'm sitting here in like a fucking outhouse in the middle of fucking Mexico. I mean, there's nothing. It was like I saw a couple cows, I think, and that was it. There's fucking nothing out here, Jesus. I've been stuck in this goddamn outhouse for like 45 minutes. All of this cell phone I have gets incredibly good reception. Anyway, it's really bad. This, I don't know what the fuck was in that tortilla, Jesus. But it's like the worst fucking thing ever. Oh my god, Jesus. They told us not to drink the water. That's probably a good idea, because you shouldn't fucking eat the food either. Holy shit, this chemo suave thing, Jesus, this is fucking killing me. I don't think I'll make it back. Stupid little bald fucking Mexican intern. He shouldn't end up in goddamn Mexican ass rape prison to begin with, Jesus. I don't see how that's my fucking problem. Anyway, this is St. Peter reporting from an outhouse somewhere in Mexico. It's really bad, Jesus! It's really bad, Jesus! I need the fuck out of here! I want to find this dumb little bastard!
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches. Premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Welcome to Cannabis Confidential. I'm your host, Dr. Dina. We've got David Faustino on the line, Bud Bundy from Married with Children. Did you feel nervous being a celebrity walking into a weed store?
I don't remember at all being like, ooh, I'm scared, don't even take my picture here.
What are they going to say? Bud Bundy smokes bud? I mean, come on.
It wouldn't be a big shocker. Hey, this is David Faustino, and I'm on Cannabis Confidential with my girl Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
Pierre Savon speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yep. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 20. Quarantine with Jesus. Technically, it's Quarantine for Jesus with Jesus 4. Our fourth episode in this new cycle. I'm doing about two a week. And more time on my hands. People are inside. So we're here, chilling, getting through this together. This is what everybody tells me that we're supposed to be doing. Getting through this together. But apart. Together, but apart. So, hence, you know, all this internet shit. Technical issues. I had some earlier tonight, I'll be honest, but they don't bother me as much as they used to. I'm very, very zen about these things. Get on with my fucking life. So this show is really also a test of the, not only my fortitude, but also technical capacities. I'm trying to do more interviews, trying to get that set up. You'll see one a little bit later, the interview I did with Sarah Russi. I'll play that in the last segment. But first, we talked about celebrities being weird. Madonna's always been pretty weird, but she's even weirder now. As celebrities, everything is ripped away from them, and they're back in their houses, and all they have is a camera. And they have to make content for people. Some of them are doing well, and some of them, well, they're not doing as well. I did talk earlier about the production value of the videos. I will say that this Madonna thing, I mean, she had a couple of assistants working on this probably for at least a good hour. So, you know, There's that.
If the ship goes down, we're all going down together.
Yeah, Madonna's recent Insta post isn't sitting well with fans.
That's the thing about COVID-19.
Over the weekend, the 61-year-old pop star shared this video of herself naked in a bathtub, waxing on about the coronavirus outbreak as an ominous...
So, you see there, she's got the rose, she's in the tub, it's just the right, you know, has the right lack of transparency or translucency or whatever you would call it, that so you don't see, like, you know, her 61-year-old shit. She's got the candles going. Who knows what take this is? This is probably take 48. There's probably someone there with one of those little things they have on movie sets going, Madonna, fucking being weird in the tub, take 48. Hit that shit, Madonna.
Piano played in the background. Yeah, we're serious.
That's the thing about COVID-19. It doesn't care about how rich you are.
Yeah.
How famous you are. How funny you are. How smart you are. Where you live. How old you are.
She's trying to be like really deep and philosophical. I mean, I don't know if someone with Madonna's past can pull that off. But I personally, I'm not feeling comforted by tub philosopher Madonna.
What amazing stories you can tell.
And it kept going.
It's the great equalizer.
Mm.
And what's terrible about it is what's great about it.
And you can tell that she really thinks what she's saying is super fucking important by the amount of stuff that's going on around her. They arranged a tub with rose petals and candles and all kinds of shit so that she'd have a proper place to spout her wisdom. I mean, I don't know. I prefer the wisdom of Cardi B, to be quite honest. It's louder. It's more violently said. There's a lot more ghetto than this bullshit. What is this shit? You are no fucking Cardi B, Madonna. I'll tell you that right now.
What's terrible about it is it's made us all equal in many ways. And what's wonderful about it is that it's made us all equal in many ways.
So fucking deep. So fucking deep. Thank you, Madonna.
In the not-so-lighthearted post, quote, no discrimination, COVID-19. And it ended like this.
I used to say at the end of human nature every night, we're all in the same boat.
She pulled the gum from off camera, placed the barrel in her mouth.
And if the ship goes down, we're all going down together.
Well, Madonna received a bit of backlash for her message. I mean, people went off in the comments. One follower wrote, quote, sorry, my queen, love you so much, but we're not equal. We can die from the same diseases, but the poor will suffer the most. Do not romanticize nothing of this tragedy. Another added, I still gotta go to work while you are taking a bubble bath and flower bath bombs and all kinds of treats. Other fans seem...
That's the thing about COVID-19. I'm seeing this dope-ass bathtub. Well, you fucking starve to death and wipe your ass with a phone book from 1978.
To struggle with Madonna's message. One commented, quote, I love you, my queen, but things outside your mansion are very different from what you think.
Why do they all keep saying I love you, my queen? Shut up.
COVID-19 will definitely make me a more tolerant person.
Mm. I don't even fucking see this one. This is even better.
Lemon tea. There's nothing quite like it.
But this bath time post wasn't Madonna's first one about the coronavirus. Not even close.
What I really miss, and this is truth, is being able to talk in front of an audience, to be funny in front of an audience every night. Making people laugh is fun. Another luxury gone for now.
The singer has shared several clips on Instagram of her quarantine diaries.
I don't get it. Is she talking about herself? Does she believe she's a stand-up comic? She's talking about going in front of people every night and making them laugh? Is she talking about her music show? Is she saying... Then when she does concerts, people in the audience are laughing. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. Now I'm scared. Before I was cool with all this shit, but now I'm fucking freaked out.
Here's a martini. Three olives. Extra dry. don't bruise the ice. But I'm afraid to drink alcohol. Anything that suppresses your immune system.
What?
I'm gonna start having fun.
And honestly, it's relatable AF.
I lost track of time, which is probably a good thing. Let's hope tomorrow's a better day. Wait.
Is it relatable in the fact that she's drunk? I mean, that's relatable to people who are also drunk.
It is tomorrow. I miss interacting with people.
And then some of it's not.
Artists are here to disturb the peace. But how shall I disturb it now?
Madonna shared some of her quarantine workouts.
I feel the pain.
That's what we want.
24/7.
And posted this clip of her 7-year-old twins dancing it out alongside the caption, quarantine freestyle. Madonna's kids took her temp.
Take your temperature like you mean it.
That right, right? That is.
And then read it. 97.5.
That is what.
Is that normal?
And it appears she is going stir crazy, just like the rest of us.
Come on, go. Let's go eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Come on, Rogue, I can go. Let's go eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Cause there's no more pasta, oh no. So we're gonna eat some fried fish, fried fish, yeah.
Madonna shared that clip writing, living in special times, it's 3 a.m. Cut me some slack, people. And on that note.
Good night, dear typewriter. And the sweetest of dreams for all who are still daring. Daring, daring to dream.
So I think people who follow her would be much more tolerant of her relatable stuff with her kids and stuff like that, and she's fucking bored, and we get it, we're all in the house. When she's trying to be deep and philosophical, it comes across as pretentious horseshit. I mean, it just does. Maybe it's because she's Madonna. I don't know. I don't know if it's I think other rich people or famous people could get away with something like that, but I don't think Madonna can. I don't know why. Maybe they couldn't. Now that I think of it, maybe anyone in a bubble bath with flowers and candles going, that's the thing about COVID-19. We're all equal. We're all equal. Depending on how much toilet paper we have. Before we go to break, go to my interview with Sarah Russi, which is coming up at Sarah Russi on Twitter. You can find all her links there, onlyfans.com/Sarah Russi. All that stuff. In a pinned tweet on her Twitter. This is a video someone took from a lady at Walmart. She has a problem with what she bought, how much it cost, and things kind of spiral from there as she starts engaging in behavior, which even in normal conditions is fucked up. Under, you know, coronavirus 6 feet conditions, is even fucking worse.
This bitch is going crazy. Look at her.
If you're not watching the video version of the show, you really should for this part. This is one of those things where you imagine it is not going to be as good as you seeing it. You just paid for something. So she calls them dumb. She says, you like working for Walmart, in a very condescending, sarcastic tone. And then she says, let's call 911. There are people dying, choking on virus paste in ICUs, and she's going to take law enforcement resources to come to Walmart, the White Trash Carnival, and settle her dispute over her dumb fucking products. And what I love about it is, not only is she holding all these people up behind her, she looks back at them and she thinks that they're going to be on her side. They're going to be like, yeah, yeah, stick it to the man, honey. You're right. to be a total fucking cunt in this time, right now, when we're all going through this, because you got a fucking a little nitpicking goddamn problem with one of your products, princess. Yeah, we're with you, honey. Well, guess what? They're fucking not.
This is how you do it. 911 when you want to get through the line.
Or you leave.
Or you go to some other line.
Or you leave.
How old are you, woman?
Or you just go to another store.
So she's like, this is how you do it. 911, you want to get through the line. And they're like, no, you should fucking leave. You dumb fucking twat. So now she's just fucking swiping. She's swiping through her phone. I guess supposed to be calling 911, but it's taking her forever, so she's obviously not doing that. Another employee comes over to move her cart out of the way and get her out of the way, so other people who aren't being assholes and bitches the way she is being can get through the line and get on with their day.
Yes, move her out the way, please.
There you go. Move her out of the way. Say,
we got kids and babies over here. Move.
She says 6 feet.
Wow.
She says 6 feet and then starts coughing at the guy like a fucking rabid dog that has a hairball. Let's rewind a little bit. We'll go back. The guy comes over. She says 6 feet and then she starts coughing at him.
Her out the way, please. We got kids and babies over here.
6 feet.
Move. She goes, wow.
She's coughing on him.
Wow.
And she starts coughing at him. And then if the coughing wasn't bad enough. So now he's calling 911.
Oh,
and then she
spitting.
Spits. She
I got it all on camera.
Spit at an employee.
I paid for it.
No, you did not. I canceled out your transaction, ma'am. Please exit. Give me a receipt. You do not need a receipt.
I'm
waiting
here. Under your arrest.
They were calling for fucking security. The cops are coming. He says he canceled her order. She wants to see a receipt. He says you don't need a receipt. You didn't buy anything.
Got it.
Out of the store.
I'm going to ask you to shut the fuck up and get the fuck away from me before I slice your neck with my spit again. Do you even see where it landed?
I didn't get it at all.
Come. Did you just do this in the bathroom, manager?
Don't
be a bitch.
People start yelling at her.
My credit
actually, you know
card. Everybody is ridiculous.
I don't want her off the property. I have called PD. They are on their way. She spit on me, which
I
is
coughed. Did you see how easy it is to get the phlegm out? It's a lesson.
I have it on video. So.
It's called get
her.
Your phlegm out because that's where you're getting the fat out, and the fat holds the toxins and the fucking viruses.
Ma'am?
You think I'm just having fun being a stupid blonde?
Would you like to go?
Yeah, I just decided that I just wanted to be born to be a stupid blonde. Yeah, like I am the only fucking blonde here. Who are you with your face?
And you know that there was probably someone, man or a woman, who lives with this woman and has to deal with this on a daily basis. Can you imagine? Dealing with this on a daily fucking basis, this incoherent, aggressive rambling that makes no sense. It's fucking useless. She's a fucking useless person. And she goes on and on with this smug sense of entitlement and that people should listen to her. Where she got that, I don't know. But that was a mistake. Whoever imparted that sense of entitlement on this fucking bitch.
It's all like that. I don't get any enjoyment from slapping you because your head would be rolling in the aisles.
Do it. Do it.
No, I wouldn't. My husband knows a lot more than yours does.
See? I fucking called it. I fucking called it. At home, where this woman lives, there is a man who is an absolute fucking daily agony dealing with this fucking cunt. He's got to hear this shit every day. Every day. I joked earlier about the barrel and the gun in the mouth. This dude, I guarantee you, has thought about it. At some point, listening to this woman go on and on. He thought to himself, oh my God. Oh my God, I got to get out of this. I got to get out of this. Right now, he's probably thinking, especially since this video probably went viral somewhere, I hope she gets the coronavirus. I hope it ends. I hope it all ends. Can you imagine listening to this every day? Every day. Listening to this woman's insane fucking ramblings.
Look, you can't even take your carpet out very well.
Please speak to us.
That means she's doing fine. You guys are so dumb. Oh my God. Do I have to do another lesson? What?
Now I'm going to have to do another lesson. Lesson. Some white trash fucking bitch at Walmart needs to teach everybody a lesson. Where does this come from? Where does this obviously low-level fucking human being get it in their head that everyone needs to listen to me? I need to impart these lessons on people. I'm so fucking smart. And her husband, oh my God. Dude, I know the odds of you listening to this are low. I feel for you, man. I can't imagine. I can't imagine what this is like. Because you know she's like this all the fucking time. If she's like this at a random Walmart day, she's like this all the time.
Here, just eat some sugar so that your brains work.
Yes.
It's called carbohydrate.
I wish you would throw that over here with my fucking my son over here.
Victoria?
Really?
Stop trying to get my attention, little blonde bun.
Can you ask Victoria to move over here?
Bitch, you can get that ass beat real quick over these ones over here.
Did you guys even say any shit?
No.
What do you want to know? You need some answers to that. To seeking enlightenment? To being a good Christian?
You're good. She just messing with
She's a good Christian.
People
right here, though, so. Like. Huh. Oh, you're making me cry, you guys. Well, you did. I'm sorry. Please don't engage with her. He's upset at you for making me cry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's fucking awful. That's fucking awful. And that shit happens at Walmart all the time. All the time. Especially in this day and age. How about this? Just fucking buy your shit. Buy your shit and go home. How about that? No one needs a lesson. And the coughing on people and the spitting on the... Oh, oh my God. Just fucking... No. No. They're... I know. Everybody's got a piss poor sad fucking story. I understand. You're in public. You have a fucking obligation to act like a fucking human being. I don't give a shit what's going on with you. Oh, you got problems? Oh, join the fucking club. Get in the motherfucking line. It's a long one. We all got problems. But you are just going to go on and on. I'm going to call 911 because I think I paid for something that I shouldn't have paid for at fucking Walmart. Give me a goddamn break. Go home, bitch. Go home to your miserable fucking husband who wishes every night he could stick a goddamn barrel of a fucking gun in his mouth and pull the trigger. When you start with the yap, 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 yap about enlightenment and teaching lessons and blah, 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 blah. Oh my God, shut up. You vapid fucking twat. Holy crap. You're not important. And that goes for all of us. You're not fucking important. You're one person of billions. Of hundreds of billions if you go back through history. I know your shit seems important to you, and that's fine. My shit's important to me. I get it. But guess what? It's not important to anybody else. You're in public. Everybody around you, they don't give a fuck about what you're going through or what you're doing, just like you don't give a fuck about what they're doing or what they're going through. Buy your shit and go home. Leave me alone. Leave those people alone. Leave other people alone. And hope they leave you alone. And if they don't, fucking do something about it. But until then, shut up. Get your shit and go home. Holy crap. Oh, you're so dumb. You're so dumb. I'm going to teach you lessons. Here's a candy bar. You know, she got all fucking nice real quick when that one bitch said she's going to beat her ass. She's like, I didn't do anything. And then she said something crazy again about maybe the kid's crying because you made me cry. Something fucking batshit insane. And people like that feel totally justified in doing what they do. Coughing at people, spitting on them, They can't function in society. If you can't go through your day without spitting on someone, you got fucking problems. You can't function in society if you can't make it through the fucking day without hawking a fucking loogie on another human being. If that happens, you failed. If it was a video game, you have to fucking restart. Restart your day. You fucked up. You fucked up. It's absolutely ridiculous behavior. And I bet her husband sees that video. He's gonna be like, yeah, yeah. I know. Again, dude, I feel for you. Bro, I feel for you. Stoner Jesus Show Live, chapter 3, verse 20, Quarantine with Jesus 4. How many more will there be? I don't know. Depends on how long we got to put up with this shit. But I will be here for you, ranting about dumb white trash bitches at Walmart. That's right. That's my guarantee to you. I'm a man of my word. So you can count on it. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. As I said, we're live in many, many places. Twitter, Periscope, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. Go find us on any of those platforms. And past episodes, links, social media, banners, all that stuff. StonerJesus.net. We'll be back. Bitch, stay tuned.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Build your own tubes. BYOTubes.com. You can follow them at Transformer Tube on Twitter. Transformer Tubes are a family of modular components with many options available for you to customize your pipe. Welcome to the world of Build a Bong. That's right, you heard me correctly. Get different pieces to build your own customized, durable pipe. BYOTubes.com. Build your own. Check out all the different categories they have, different setups, accessories, gift cards, and more. BYOTubes.com, a proud sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show at Transformer Tube on Twitter. Go check them out. Follow them. See what you can build. BYOTubes.com.
Oh, lady marijuana, llama, tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Stoner Jesus Show Live. Thanks to all of you listening live and on podcast, of course. Now, we have a new segment we're going to try out here. It seems I've got a lot of people telling me about this. I've got a lot of emails and tweets, and it seems our old friend Stoner Satan, he's on some hard times, been having some problems. So out of the goodness of my heart, and I hope I don't regret this, out of the goodness of my heart, I've decided to give Stoner Satan a job here on the show. He's going to be the traffic reporter for Stoner Heaven. So we find out what the traffic situation is at Stoner Heaven. It's something I've neglected for quite a while. And the people who drive around here, they're like, hey, man, tell us about the traffic. And I explain to them, well, not everybody's listening is in Stoner Heaven and so on and so forth. But fine. It's fine. I'll do it. So anyway, we're supposed to have Stoner Satan here on the line, a little satellite hookup. He's going to be our traffic reporter. We'll test him out. We'll see how it goes. There is that it? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Stoner Satan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Stoner Jesus, and give me the traffic or whatever.
All right. Well, dude, I was just telling people about the job we gave you.
Yeah.
So see if you deserve it, and tell us some traffic.
Well, it seems that there's some kind of backup on the Interstate 666. So I don't know if you're in that area, if you can.
You know damn well the name of that interstate was changed long ago.
I don't know anything about that.
Don't play stupid.
Don't play stupid with me,
Stoner Satan.
I'm not playing nothing.
You know that's not the name of the interstate anymore.
I know nothing of the sort, jackass.
Just continue.
Yeah, well, anyway, there's also some heavy traffic over at the Pearly Gates. Seems to me that people not doing their job. Maybe it's about time to get St. Peter back over there handling the Pearly Gates business.
But don't worry about who's working where.
I'm just saying that St. Peter did the best job over there, and he should get him back.
Look, just try to stay in character there, dipshit.
Man, it's off my back.
In the fucking traffic.
Fucking. Yeah, then fuck you, asshole. I go fuck your mother.
You know, I don't have to have you on here.
I don't have to be here.
I don't have to do this at all. I've done this out of the goodness of my heart because you need money because you're a freeloading stupid bastard.
Fuck you, asshole.
And this is what I get.
Fucking bastard. You piece of shit.
I don't think this was good enough for you to come back for this stupid segment.
That's what I think. It was fucking awesome. It was so fucking awesome. Your mom liked it when I was fucking her last night, you bastard.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it all before.
Yeah, but he's been your mother, too.
I've heard it all before, dumbass. You got any more traffic for us?
No, I ain't got any more traffic. What I do got is this big dick for your mother, you motherfucker.
Fine.
You stupid bastard, mother.
Cut that
sucker,
fucking shit
mother.
Off. You stupid ass. See, that's... I knew that's the way that was going to go. And also, the point is of doing it... What information do we get? Things are backed up on what used to be known as Interstate 666. And there's traffic at the Pearly Gates. I don't even know if that's true. Who? Who are all these people that are backed up at the Pearly Gates? Who are all these people that are deserving for Stoner Heaven? There's not that many. Things should be free and clear there. I'm gonna have to check another source on that. I don't think he was giving me the real traffic. That's what I think. I don't think Stoner Satan was giving me the real traffic. I think he was giving me some bullshit. Total bust. Total bust, as I knew it would be. Oh, man. Why do I do it? Stoner Jesus Show Live. Got more music and funny stuff on the way. Do be sure to stay tuned. And if I can get some kind of actual update on the traffic situation in Stoner Heaven, then I will... bring it to you. Post haste.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
You're going to be a
great granddad.
Pretty cool.
Morgan is Ray Dawn's son. Morgan and his wife Tracy, they've been trying to have a baby for quite some time. Did you hear what I said to Morgan?
What?
Do you know who the father is?
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected
on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com. The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live on the video chat. We have Sarah Russi. Sarah, welcome to the show. Thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem. Obviously, before we get into anything else, the obvious, you know, elephant in the room. How are you doing? How are the people around you doing? How have the last few weeks been for you?
I'm doing really good. I'm actually enjoying my time in the house. I've been catching up on a lot of stuff, been camming a lot, been making some more content and doing just stuff around the house, like just household stuff, and just I've just been staying in. So
yeah.
I haven't even left the house in about a week. So I'm kind of nervous to leave the house anyway.
Yeah, it's
but
it's
I have
a regular
masks,
time.
I just got masks and gloves. Mm-hmm. So I feel better about leaving the house now.
Yeah, that's good. Obviously, you don't have to be specific, but I get the impression that you and Mason are in the New York City area or close by.
I'm in Pittsburgh right now.
So. Okay, well, that's good, because obviously New York's getting hit really, really hard. You mentioned
yeah.
the making more content and stuff. Have you found with everybody being home that the demand has gone up for more content?
I think so. I would feel that. There's also probably going to be a lot of more, people that are just not able to buy because they're out of work. So
Yeah. There's
also that too.
So as far as adult work goes and all that, what got you started in that? How did you get into the world of camming and all that?
Well, I started modeling freelance when I was about 18, just lingerie stuff. And when I was around 24 or 25, I started doing nude modeling work and I started camming, and I just really liked the money that I could make camming, and I really like sex, so I enjoy it.
That's a good, you find you do what you love. I find that I do that as well, and it's, you know, it's a good thing. And obviously we have the technology now to do these things, and it's pretty awesome. So if someone gets like subscribes to you on OnlyFans or something like that, what's some of the stuff they can expect? Do you have any specialties or fetishes, or you take requests and all that?
So if they sign up, it's $15 a month. I have so much stuff on my main page. I feel like I give away so much on my main page. Like, I'm giving away too much. It's full nudes, and I have some photos of myself with a dildo in me, but if you want to see more, you can request more, you can buy more, and I'll send it to you in your inbox. And I do customs, so I pretty much do almost anything as long as it's not illegal.
Obviously you've probably gotten some crazy requests. Is there anything that someone's requested of you and you're just like, ah, that's just a bit too much?
Yeah, recently this guy requested that I fuck myself in the ass and I take a shit and rub it all over myself. No thanks.
No. Yeah, that seems far beyond the line.
Everything. Seriously, oof. I've heard everything.
Yeah. Is there any other crazy ones that come to mind as far as, you know, just thinking, I don't know, that the other person is kind of off center a little bit just by what they're requesting?
Oh, so many. I mean, I've had guys that request illegal stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll start talking on the phone. Like, I do this Sex Panther. I'm actually wearing their hoodie right now that they gave me. And I'm pretty active on their site. It's a phone sex line, and I also can send videos and text messages. And sometimes they'll start talking to me, and they'll want me to pretend like I'm 13. Oh. And there was one guy who called me on there, and he started talking about killing me.
Wow.
I never heard from him again. That was about a year ago, thank God, because I didn't really want to hear from him again.
Good Lord. And obviously I will mention that if people follow you on Twitter right now, your pinned tweet has a lot of your links if they want to go that route as well. I don't know exactly what your relationship is with Mary Jane. Obviously we love weed here. Is marijuana something that you partake of, ever have? What's the story on that?
I tried it once when I was in high school. I smoked
How'd it
go? And I ate it. I made my own weed brownies and I got really high and I didn't like it.
Oh yeah, and you were just like, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah, obviously, you know, people teach their own. And a lot of people just, it's not, you know, it's something that's not for them. Have you ever got getting into the CBD craze or any of that?
I thought about trying it. I actually bought some a long time ago, and I never tried it just because I've been scared. I've read a lot of stuff about these shops selling fake CBD and people getting bad highs off of it. So I don't really know where I can get some CBD that I can trust.
Yeah. I know, I will say a lot of sites, if they're worth anything, they'll have links to like third party testing that shows what's in their products. If they don't, then they're more likely than not, pretty shady. Where's some of the other places people can find you online? Do you have other social media and other ways people can contact you?
Yeah, I'm actually on Instagram. I haven't really updated in a few weeks, but I'm pretty active on there. So follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, Facebook. Don't follow me there. That's personal. For friends, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are my two public links. And if you want to see my camp shows, I'll be posting on Twitter and Instagram when I go live. I'm on Sex Panther. Just search my name, you'll find me. I've been doing featured shows on Camp 4, and I'm also going to be doing a show on Camp Soda on April 5th, and I'll be posting about that very soon.
Awesome. Do you have any plans? I don't know if maybe you haven't thought about it or not, but after all this coronavirus stuff goes by, do you have any plans for what you might do?
Well, I want to get back to doing more photo shoots. A lot of people aren't doing them as much because of this.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I want to do. And I don't know. I mean, I hope to get into feature dancing. Once this is over, I want to do more events.
Okay.
And just stuff like that. So.
Awesome. Before I let you go, I know that I don't know what you would call it, this little, I don't know, of back and forth, I guess, with the Bagel Boss video guy or whatever. I watched him do an interview with you, and he seems to be a very intense person. What was the story with all that?
Well, my publicist knows him. She was getting guests on his show, so she booked me on the show, and he thought that I liked him. I was really just trying to flirt with him for the show, and I told him I would go on a date with him. And then I cleared it up with him on Twitter, and I told him, well, I'm not going to cheat on my boyfriend, but if you want to do something where we're making a YouTube video for your channel and we pretend that we're going on a date, I would be interested in doing something like that. He made it sound like it was something that was going to go viral, and he just really set up like a tripod on the table, and he told me there was going to be a big film crew there. It's, you know, he recorded the whole thing and just put it up there. He didn't even edit it. But yeah, he thought he was on a real date with me, and he would start texting me, and he would start saying, why aren't you responding to me? I took you out to dinner. Why aren't you responding to me, or whatever? And, you know, I felt bad, but I mean, it's like really sad what happened to him with his stroke. Mm. I feel really bad about that. So I hope he's doing well now, because I haven't heard from him, and I haven't gotten any updates on him.
Okay, fair enough. Sarah, thank you. Before we let you go, is with your fans watching or whatever, is there anything you want to say to anybody in the midst of all this?
Yeah, subscribe to my OnlyFans.
That's right. Spend a lot of time indoors.
Gotta, yeah.
Find that content. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah Russi, at Sarah Russi on Twitter. Thanks for being on the show, and stay in and stay safe.
You too. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.